welcome to NewsPox. It is Tuesday, February the 13th now. I'm an expert on February the 13th.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I know lots of things about this date.
Tell me some.
One, the bombing of Dresden took place in 1945.
Ooh, that Slaughter was House very 5. Bad. Very bad.
That was on February the 13th.
Yeah.
It was the day Robbie Williams was born in 1974.
The late Robbie Williams?
Oh, don't. It was the day Becca was born, my friend Becca, in 1975. I popped along a couple of days later and hung out with her in the hospital.
Oh.
It was the day.
But that means you're more than 28 years old.
Shit. Shit. In 19.
That makes you at least 34.
79. thank you. What else happened on this date in history? Take that split up. I can't remember the exact year, but this is when I was at university.
95.
I think 96. 96 was going to be my guess. So various things happened on this date. It's also, Robbie Williams has gone into rehab today.
Try to make him go to rehab.
He goes,
said,
yeah,
I'll go.
He's apparently addicted to prescription drugs. And as you know, I've had a long standing
mothering
concern for Robbie.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad. It's his birthday. How's he celebrating? Going to rehab.
It's a bit of all sorts of interesting people in there. Jake Goody.
I mean, I'm glad that someone's finally told him to sort himself out, but
Sherry took Elton John to do it.
I mean, he doesn't even know him. We've got a special guest in today on NewsPox.
Yeah, we have. Welcome. He'd like to be known as simply Major.
Very interesting. I don't know, Major. Let's ask Lena. What is the news today?
The news is the police
Roxanne!
Have got back together. So,
a reunion tour. Yeah, as does everybody else in the whole of the world.
What I would suggest is don't go to see them. Don't buy. Buy any more of their collection. And if you see Sting's stupid face, you might want to punch it.
You're not a fan, then?
I'm not. What I hate about
Sting... It's quite a good day.
What I hate about Sting is the fact that he sings like a cunt.
I never heard a cunt sing.
Maybe my cunt goes like this.
Oh, dear. Valentine's Day tomorrow. They've stopped putting stupid adverts in, but I did complain to the manager of the gym that I go to today because they had put some balloons up in reception. And I said, yes. He said it's only 3 days. Peer pressure.
I think you should go in and pierce them.
So a man has done quite a good Valentine's gesture. Of course, he's done it 2 days too early. So, you know, invalidates it. But he's bought a £500,000 waterfront house for his fiancée and gift wrapped it. He says it's not all about the money. Where's the quote? The secret of romance isn't big gestures, it's being in love. If you're trying to give a romantic gift, you just need a big bow. So any old tat will do, as long as you have a nice big bow on it. I'm quite impressed that he managed to gift wrap a house, though. That's the thing I think is best, not the fact he bought the house, but he
didn't do it himself. He got a man in who did it with a cherry picker.
Yeah, but he thought of the idea of gift wrapping a house.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
I mean, yeah, so if anyone wants to give me a £500,000 house, I'll accept.
Gift wrapped or not?
Yep.
It's an eco house. It actually looks fairly ugly. It looks nice from that side, actually, but ugly from this side.
Yeah.
So he's going to be the winner of Valentine's Day, I believe.
I tell you what, I hope he gets some action for that.
I imagine he will. She lives in Germany as well, so then why he's bought her a house. Oh no, maybe she doesn't. German born. I lied. Any other news? You've not highlighted anything, have you?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ. Causing a sensation in an art gallery because people said they saw sparks shooting from his eyes.
No, this isn't real Jesus Christ, is it? It's not the real one. It's a statue of him.
Yeah.
Sculpted by Brian Burgess. Who says, you know, I haven't made him, so he's got sparks coming out of his eyes. But I did use a welding torch on it.
What do you think about that, then?
It's quite funny.
I think we should ask Major.
Major, what do you think of the sparky-eyed Jesus statue?
don't know about that. No.
I think that's blasphemy.
I think that's racist.
Half of children have been in debt by the time they reach 17.
What?
I don't know how they manage this. 52% of school-aged teenagers owe cash. And 2/3 say they think about money every day. So I guess maybe they've just borrowed some money off their parents for a holiday.
So like, I was in debt when I was 18. I had an overdraft.
I didn't.
Probably for going to uni. I had to buy some jazz shoes. and a practice skirt.
A practice skirt, eh? Jim Heath, TV nutritionist and bogus doctor, has admitted that she's a bogus doctor and is now not to be known as Dr. Gillian McKeith on her doctor's health.
Simply Jill.
Jill. Jill's nuts. So that's good.
Jill, I'll look at your poo for you.
Patrick Moore, she's Scottish. Patrick Moore is 83 years old and
would
he's been
you?
Presenting. Yeah, he's been presenting the Sky Night for 50 years.
Is that still on?
Yeah, it's on only about once a month on a Sunday night.
Nice.
The post office have issued some stamps to commemorate it, and there's a picture of tiny Patrick Moore next to a normal sized stamp.
Tell you what, I'd quite like to get into, like, space.
Astrology. Yeah, it would be interesting, actually. I used, when you're a kid, it's fascinating, isn't it? All that stuff.
Yeah, but more so now, I find.
Well, that's because we were taught it when I was a kid, and you just kind of forget about it and take it for granted when you get older, but it'd be nice to. I'd like to go back to some of the museums I've been visiting and enjoy the space bits more. I didn't see any moon rock when I went to the Natural History Museum.
Right.
Because I didn't have time to get that bit. And the bit with the solar system, I had to run through that because they were closing.
You can make that with some wire coat hangers and an orange.
Well, a few oranges. Don't need Pluto anymore, though.
Not even a real planet.
It isn't. Gary Barlow. Some more Take That news. It's Take That day, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Gary Barlow admits that he was too chubby to dance in Take That's latest video. He says, I only have to sniff a bacon sandwich and the weight piles on.
Oh, poor bugger. Kelly Taylor still not been killed.
Nope. True.
When something like this happens, you think, surely this is a time for a murderer to come forward and offer his skills.
You'd probably get arrested for that. I was thinking, why doesn't her husband he'll get put in prison. She could just kill herself.
Yeah.
I mean, she could inject an air bubble into her bloodstream.
Yeah.
That's one way of doing it.
I suppose there's many ways of doing it. She wants the most comfortable way. If it was me, actually, I'd just take a load of heroin, because I reckon that'd be really good. I'd just really have a massive overdose of heroin.
I murdered cancer boy on his birthday. Not me personally.
Oh.
Reading the headline. Teenage Job yesterday admitted knifing to death boy. He was celebrating his 16th birthday after celebrating cancer. There's something a bit dodgy about this story. There's a picture of the boy who got murdered. He looks like a scally.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to judge the picture, but then they go, ooh. Hang on. Yeah, blah blah blah. It emerged after the tragedy that he'd opted for extra maths tuition, so he did well in his exams. And that's part of the story. And what is in the story is that he was murdered, and that's terribly sad. And you feel like they're just reciting the prosecution's argument, say that he was particularly good because he had extra maths, and that makes him being murdered even worse. But I don't know if that is true.
Julian Clary.
Yeah.
He's writing a novel.
Famous gay.
It's called Jackson's Jaxie.
I'm guessing it's about someone's arse then.
I'm guessing so.
That's going to be good. I'm probably not going to read that. Anna Nicole Smith, the late Anna Nicole Smith. Apparently she'd had two. I know, it's very sad, Major.
I don't think you'll be invited to the funeral, to be honest, but...
We can put you in an envelope.
Keep checking the post.
She has had two corrective surgeries on her breasts since having her baby, so fairly recently. So she was on lots of drugs and painkillers and things, so they say, oh, it could have been a lethal cocktail that killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's son, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, has now stepped forward to say, oh, it could have been me as well, I might be the father of that baby. So she's got three options at the moment. I've just realised that the baby is called Daniel Lynn, spelled D-A-N-N-I-E-L-Y-N-N. That's a ridiculous name. It's not as good as Major. Now, has some wife swapping been going on in Hollywood?
Not that I've noticed, but...
John Bon Jovi apparently cannot stand bandmate Richie Sambora's new girlfriend. The singer believes Denise Richards is annoying and a distraction. Sambora and Richards' relationship is the focus of US gossip, following her split from Charlie Sheen. Oh, I'm with you. And his breakup with Heather Lockyer. Right, I thought it said that Heather Lockyer and Charlie Sheen had got together. I didn't read that properly. I thought they'd just basically swapped partners in the style of ABBA. That actually happened in ABBA, or is that just what I think happened?
That's what happened.
Okay.
Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Floppy-haired genius.
Yeah. Comedian.
Comedian. Said that the worst thing about being famous is that whenever he goes to the toilet, the man standing next to him will take a little glance at his cock, and then he can't wee.
I can understand that being a problem.
And then he means he stands there for longer. More people get to see the longer he stands there. Goes on and on and on. So if you're a man, don't look at Hugh Grant's...
Leave him alone. Let him have a little splash on his own. He should get to a cubicle.
He should do it. But then everyone will be like, Hugh Grant's in there having a shit.
He's taking coke. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I did kill a girl 21 with a sword. Not I didn't. There's another murderer speaking out. A partygoer who stabbed his 21-year-old host with a samurai sword and then ran her over admitted murder yesterday. He should also admit it being quite rude. You know, if you get invited to a party, what you do is take a bottle of wine, say thank you very much for the party. You don't stab someone and run them over. Very, very bad manners indeed. Then what sort of breeding he has. Very poor.
Have you ever been to a party where at the end of it you've wanted to kind of do that to somebody?
I don't think so. I don't even know what a samurai sword looks like. I do know what a samurai sword looks like. I saw one recently at a museum.
You never invited to a Karushi Christmas party?
No. Weirdly, no, I never have been. Valentine's Day, again, you can get an £8 bottle of champagne at Asda.
It tastes like spunk. But it's £8.
It's poor Del Tours. Tesco's offering own brand at £9.29. Lidl's are doing one for £9.49. Sainsbury's has G.H. Martel, quite a famous name, for half price at £11.49. They're saying, you know, cheapness doesn't automatically say shitness. The Sainsbury's own brand champagne is £15 and actually was recently voted by Which the best brand of champagne.
Ooh, ever?
Not ever, but just in the taste test that they did. So there you go, let's all get sloshed.
Charlotte Church has been very critical of Michael Parkinson. She said,
as well she might be, because she is well known for being a very good interviewer, and he's rubbish.
Well, apparently she went on the show and he put her on the spot and asked about her sex life. She said he shouldn't have done that. He's old enough to be my granddad.
It's a fair point.
I don't know. I mean, he didn't... it's not like he said, will you have sex with me? It's not like he did anything appealing.
I don't know if he asks anybody else about their sex life. Maybe he does. I don't watch it. Can't stand the man.
What don't you like about him?
I don't like anything. I don't like Michael Parkinson. I don't know why. I don't like the way he talks and the way he is with his guests. I don't like chat shows generally where they line them all up.
Oh, what about Paul Wogan?
I like Jonathan Ross. Wogan. I like Wogan. That's how the theme tune went.
Timeless.
That's how much I liked it. A green campaigner who swam the length of the Thames has got wise to the idea of doing long distance swimming and says, I'll say what I'll do it next, the Maldives. So he's giving up going to swimming up the shitty Thames.
Yeah, that must be disgusting.
And then he's going to go through the archipelago, the Maldives. 1,190 islands. He's going to just, you know, gad about there. Good.
Wow. 2006 mm-hmm. was the year of the phone. Guess how many phones were sold in the UK alone?
Well, there's how many people? About 60, 70 million people in the UK. Mm-hmm. They've all got a phone. Most people are stupid. So, ooh, that's a nice umbrella. They wouldn't have... It's got the underground sign on it. They wouldn't have got a free upgrade and bought a new one. So I'm going to say... But not if one would have needed them. You're 5 million. Is this in the UK?
Mm-hmm. In
5 million.
A billion.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought. That means everyone's got 3 phones last year. Ooh, are you sure that was in the UK,
people,
like in the world?
Oh, crazy.
Kate Winslet, furious.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
She, Grazia magazine, has claimed that she went to a diet doctor in the US, and she had to go to a healing institute. And she said, well, I didn't. That's actually really annoying. I'm often speaking out against the ideas of mad diets and things. That makes me look like a hypocrite. I'm going to sue them. So she's suing them.
Good on her.
Making up the stuff. What else happens? Fashion Week. Everyone's too skinny. Eleanor Glynn is a model. She's 5'9" and a size 8. Was told that she had to be size 4 or 6 to be a model. And that clothes hang beautifully on gaunt looking models.
But clothes that nobody can buy because they're too small.
Yeah, a restaurant though, this is good. A restaurant is offering size 0 models free food to fatten them up. It's called Bumpkin. I don't know where it is, but if anyone can come in and comes in with a body mass of less than 18, they get free dinner. They recommend leeks, chicken and bacon in a charter pie.
Nice little advertising thing there. A little baby called Abby died because it had too much calcium.
Oh dear.
So don't overdo it.
How does it get too much calcium? From calcium tablets, from too much milk?
Just something to do with her brain. It wasn't because she'd had too much or too little of
anything. Oh, she had
it. It was a natural.
Right, I'm with you.
A natural thing.
The boss, co-founder of Gaydar.
Oh yeah.
Dead. He's either been pushed or jumped or just fallen by accident off a roof. I suspect it was suicide. Putting himself
probably,
out to misery. Yeah. You must, you know, you'd think after achieving something like, you know, somewhere where that people can get, gay men can find casual sex and print pictures of their cocks online, if you've been pretty pleased with yourself, but, you know, seems like he wasn't.
First time buyers in London now to pay £250,000 to get on the property ladder, compared with £151,000 paid by the average British new buyer.
Crikey. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's £250,000.
I don't have that.
No.
A dog went to... It went on a plane. It escaped from its cage. It ran around the airport for 11 days before anyone could catch it. I don't quite know what's wrong with them, but there we go. His owners were worried sick that he's back in their arms now.
Oh, poor little doggy.
Las Vegas, well known for being the setting of CSI, and for its casinos and its weddings. They're now putting some things on the internet. I don't know, it's basically records of all the weddings and divorces. Loads of people get married and then divorced almost immediately, such as Britney Spears. Valentine's Day every year. These are huge surge in couples with the States Chapel churning out a pair of newlyweds every 40 seconds.
Wow. Gilbert and George.
Yeah.
Have a new retrospective opening at the Tate Modern.
Cool.
I think that would be quite good.
Yes. I know where you can see Gilbert and George.
Where?
The Mangal Oksabi restaurant on Kings and High Road. They have dinner there often. I've been to that restaurant 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. Gilbert and George have been there 3 times.
Wow.
It's a pretty good hit rate.
That's a good hit rate.
They really like it. It is good.
What kind of food is that?
It's Turkish food, and they have like a big open air barbecue. Well, not open air barbecue. it's like a big grill that you can, they cook everything. I think that's what the style is. Talking of CSI, there was a little while ago about Las Vegas, not even a little while ago, it was about a minute. They've got a fanny smacking rampage happening in CSI tonight. Fortunately, it's on at the same time as The Verdict. And I'm going out, so I'm going to miss it all.
Fanny smacking?
Yeah.
Is that bum smacking?
I guess so, but apparently people die of it, so...
Oh.
Who knows? But then it also says one of the CSIs is a victim. So I don't know if that means they're going to get murdered or just fanny smacked. Hopefully just fanny smacked, they'll be upset if one of them died. They're nice, them CSIs. That's that news. Other news that I've picked up. Robert Kilroy Silk, mm-hmm. he's done a classic, mm-hmm. He's criticised Marks and Spencers by saying that their mirrors distort women, so that when women go into the changing room, how Kilroy knows this, I do not know, when women go into the changing rooms, they look better in Marks and Spencers clothes because the mirrors are slimming them down. It is kind of a well-known scab, I suppose, isn't it, that you have quite, in changing rooms you often have flattering lighting, and sometimes the mirrors are angled, so you do look a bit thinner and taller than you are.
I suppose in some, quite often I go in once and I feel like being sick.
Yeah, no, often they are awful, but M&S of Kilroy has said this in Parliament, I think, a written question to the European Parliament. He's furious about it, and M&S, like, what the hell's he on about?
What a ridiculous bandwagon to
get. What a stupid orange man.
And also, maybe that's quite nice for a woman to look in the mirror and not hate herself quite so much.
Well, I think he's saying that then they go home and put the same clothes on and they do hate themselves again. Another story, this is quite horrible. A woman, her name is brilliantly Peggy Jill Connor. It's a very American name.
Oh.
She has just been pleaded guilty to trying to kill her next door neighbour and cut her unborn child out of her stomach so she could keep it. Didn't work. The woman and the boy survived the attack. She could go to prison for 80 years, which seems a lot.
Well, it sounds like she needs to go to a mental hospital.
Yeah. She's a bit mad.
Probably quite mad.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, I think it's because she's a woman, they've given her an excessive thing. Thanks, Major.
I don't think we should bring back hanging. God, it's such a figure.
We've been... are you ready to do the product review? We've been sent in some product.
Which is very exciting for us. It's the first time it's happened.
Yeah, but we'd be happy for it to happen again. So a load of Charles Worthington stuff. We're going to... What are we going to do? Review it? Maybe you're going to put some in my hair. I've got here some Shine On Shine Silkening Serum for fine to medium and flyaway hair. I don't have any of those things, but... I've squirted some out on my hand. It came out in quite a spunky way.
Tell you what, this is a bit of high shine glossing spray.
It doesn't have much of a smell to it, which is a good thing, I think.
Straighten my hair a lot, so a bit of gloss.
So it's a nice smooth texture.
Wouldn't go amiss.
Which are the ones that you were interested in? What else have we got? We've got a Hot Curl Setting Spray.
I must say, it smells nice.
Heat activated, so we can't try that now. Texturising Glaze, that's what you need to try out. So a shampoo and a conditioner. What else have we got? Straightening Balm.
Now this says, choppy layers and flips out ends. I'd say I've got that.
You got that. A Curl Enhancing Cream. Ooh, that smells nice.
What do you think?
It's all for use on, ooh, gloss polish.
What do you think?
Choppy. Flicked out. I mean, it's certainly given a lot of movement to your hair. What's this here? A gloss polish, iridescent high shine finish. Ooh, that looks quite exciting. Smell.
Quite a firm one.
Yeah, it's more of a sort of, almost like a gel. A Brill Cream.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it nice?
So what do you think of generally of these Charles Worthington products?
By Charles Worthington products.
My Charles Worthington products are very, very good. Nice packaging as well.
Very nice packaging. I'd say these make a lovely Valentine's gift.
Yes.
And what's this we have to read here? Ultimate Styling Guide. Go to cwstyle.com. For great treats for the ladies. Great. So
well done, Charles.
Thanks, Charlie Boy. If anybody else wants to send in their products, we'll
review them.
Happy to review them.
Put them in our hair, that sort of thing. Anything.
Yeah. How do I look?
I think you need to do your roots.
On that bombshell, I think we'll go whilst I punch Michelle.
Thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow. Happy February the 13th. Sad day for Robbie Williams.
Happy day.
Lest we forget. Bye.
Bye.